FHDFTA beach detecting for Dr. Amir Kaki. Their service is January 23, 2013. Patient name is Marianne Zacharias, MarianNzacharias. Date of birth is December 2, 1959. Age 53. Primary care physician, Linda Hsu, located at 24555 Hague, Taylor, Michigan, 48180. Phone number 313-375-2170. Fax number 313-375-2166. Pre-next paragraph, cardiology clinic, no next paragraph. Reason for visit, follow-up, next paragraph. Dear colleagues, we have the pleasure of seeing Ms. Zacharias with past medical history significant for psychiatric disease and peripheral vascular disease. Period, she came to our clinic today as a follow-up period. Next paragraph, on today's visit, the patient is complaining of severe chest pain for about 2 months that are worsened by activity and have occurred 20 times in the last week. Period. She also complains of claudication since 1997, and according to her, she was diagnosed with peripheral arterial disease and experiences the pain even at rest, period. She denies any shortness of breath, orthopnea, paroxysmal nocturnal dyspnea, dizziness, presyncopal or syncopal episodes, or any bilateral lymphedema, period. Next paragraph, past medical history significant for number one, psychiatric disease, number two, peripheral vascular disease. Next paragraph, past surgical history is insignificant. Next paragraph, social history is significant for smoking about half a pack for 40 years. Period. She denies any alcohol drinking or any illicit drug use. Period. Next paragraph, family history is significant for heart disease. Next paragraph, allergies. She's allergic to morphine, Neurontin, and Vicodin. Period. Next paragraph. Current medications include Celexa 20 mg once a day, Disonide 0.05% cream, Fluocinonide 0.05% cream, Gallicelli 1 bottle colonoscopy prep, taken as directed on preparation. Next point, meloxicam 15 mg tablet, one tablet by mouth once a day with meals. Next point, ProAir HFA / albuterol sulfate, two puffs, using inhaler every 4 hours as needed for wheeze. Next point, ranitidine HCl 115 mg twice a day. Next paragraph, diagnostic and physical examination. Vital signs today include blood pressure of 115 by 74, heart rate 69, weight 135, height 5'9". Please copy normal physical examination. Pre-next paragraph, diagnostic investigations. Number one, an echocardiogram performed on January 19, 2013 shows ejection fraction of 55 to 60% with mild tricuspid regurgitation. And sinus rhythm, period. A stress test performed on January 19, 2013 shows small size equivocally abnormal, apical fixed defect consistent with breast attenuation artifact in the territory typical of the distal LAD.
Is this the descent? And the next one? And this one? This one?
Descent? Yeah. Next point, EKG done on December 20, 2012, cardiology clinic, note of December 26, 2012, page 2. Next point, chest x-ray done on December 20, 2012, showed emphysematous lungs. Next point, lab test done on December 20, 2012, please copy from cardiology clinic, note of December 26, 2012, page 2. Next paragraph, assessment and plan number one, chest pain with palpitation. Under this visit, the patient complains of chest pain that are severe and are significant for stable angina and are associated with palpitations, period. A stress is performed on January 19, 2013, shows equivocal results, period. Due to the severe symptoms of the patient refractory to the equivocal stress results, we have scheduled the patient for a left heart catheterization for January 29, 2013, period. We will continue to monitor her condition and follow-up appointment in 1 week after the left heart catheterization procedure, period. We have also prescribed the patient Imdur 30 mg QD and Metoprolol 25 mg twice a day, period. We also advise the patient to call us immediately on worsening of symptoms, period. Next point, peripheral vascular disease. The patient is a known case of peripheral vascular disease and complains of claudication even at rest, period. On today's visit, we have scheduled the patient for a bilateral arterial ultrasound of the lower extremities, period. We will continue to monitor her condition and her follow-up appointment in about 2 weeks, period. Next paragraph. Thank you for allowing us to participate in the care of Ms. Zacharias. Our phone number has been provided for her to call with any questions or concerns, period. We will see Ms. Zacharias back in about 2 weeks, period. Meanwhile, she is instructed to continue to see her primary care physician and psychiatrist for continuity of care, period. Sincerely, Fahad Aftab, FAHAD, AFTAB, dictating for Dr. Amir Kaki. This is the end of this dictation, period.